Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 3, 1806. New mess orders. Fearful that an Indian war party is still in pursuit, Lewis orders the evening mess to prepare enough food for the next day. This would give them more time for traveling, as it would eliminate stopping to cook breakfast and lunch. He writes,
"I arose early this morning and had the pirogue and canoes loaded and set out at half after 6 a.m. We soon passed the canoe of Coulter and Collins, who were hunting. The men hailed them but received no answer. We proceeded and shortly after overtook Joseph and Reuben Fields, who had killed 25 deer since they left us yesterday. Deer are very abundant and gentle. We did not halt today to cook and dine as usual, having directed that in the future the party should cook as much meat in the evening after encamping as would be sufficient to serve them the next day. By this means, we forward our journey at least 12 or 15 miles per day. We encamped this evening on the northeast side of the river 2 miles above our encampment of the 12th of May, 1805. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 3, 1806.
Lewis mentioned today that he saw a Calumet eagle, a number of bald eagles, and red-headed woodpeckers. The Calumet eagle is known today as the golden eagle. Captain Clark, on the Yellowstone, writes,
"Last night the mosquitoes was so troublesome that no one of the party slept half the night. For my part, I did not sleep 1 hour. Those tormenting insects found their way into my bower and tormented me the whole night. They are not less troublesome this morning. At 8 a.m. I arrived at the junction of the Rochejaune with the Missouri and formed my camp immediately in the point between the two rivers, at which the party had encamped the 26th of April, 1805. Captain William Clark, August 3, 1806.
Today, Clark saw quite a few mountain bighorn sheep and had several killed for specimens. He also wrote a description of the situation of the Rio Grande River, which he thought was a short distance to the south. His geography is much in error regarding the Rio Grande, but he was quite accurate with the distances the Corps had traveled, including the distance from the Rocky Mountains to the place they struck the Yellowstone, on down to its entrance with the Missouri. The distance was 837 miles, 636 miles of which was traveled in 2 small canoes lashed together down the Yellowstone River. Tomorrow, a note for Lewis.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.